my eye, girl, I never loved. Hello, welcome everyone to back to the Naked Football Show. Joining us in the studio today, we have both been on before, Mr. Alex Bagona.
Good evening.
And at the very last minute, we had to welcome Jerry, but I say had to because, you know, we didn't have much choice. Welcome Mr. Jerry Barker
Thank
back.
Thank you again. Hello.
Because we did have a late faller at Beaches, so apologies for that. Usual rules, studio at icrfm.co.uk if you want to email in now. During the week, Naked Footy at yahoo.co.uk, or you can twat us on at Naked Footy anytime you want. I'm getting a stern look there, Gerald. Stern look. Is this modern day parlance? You know, I'm down with the kids.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Neither of you went to Yeovil yesterday, did you?
No, so yeah. You better start.
So I'll just talk to myself and tell myself what I thought of it.
Yeah,
it was a pretty scrappy game, as probably most people thought. I was rather disappointed, as were a few tweeterers. Tristan Asprey tweeted as well that Paul Taylor didn't start again or didn't play at all any part. Not sure why that is. And as I'll read out Tristan's email, his tweet said, clearly nothing to do with footballing reasons. So much for mixed loyalty comments when he refers to Gherkin. Anybody make of that? This is a guy who emailed Tristan, who emailed in. Fuzzy Doodle, he goes under the name.
It's clear that there are personal problems there, I think.
Yeah. But I mean,
get on with him.
It seems that way. But then, why would you put him on the bench then? Why don't you either leave him out? I mean, I remember Robson had problems with his players, and he just left them out, full stop, didn't he?
I don't know. I mean, we can all speculate, can't we? What the problem is?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's just pure speculation. We don't know, and are we ever going to know?
I think McCarthy said, didn't he, that he likes. When he was man of the match, he played well on the ball, and it was the first time he'd seen him working properly off the ball. And I think there's a perception that he doesn't do the dirty work, the tracking back, the chasing down, which Big Frank does in spades, and therefore is higher up the kind of
pecking order
priorities. Yeah,
Big Frank was injured yesterday, so and by all accounts, I didn't go to Borough. Neither of you went to Borough. But by all accounts, from what I heard, I mean, we were quite shocking, the front three included, but he was the best of a bad bunch even then. But he still gets dropped. I find that really strange.
What, gets substituted at half time? Or who?
No, he gets dropped the next game, as in yesterday. You know, you could have dropped anyone from that game, by all accounts, but it still does seem to be Taylor. Phil Pritchard also, our man Phil, who used to be on the show regularly, but he's working out of town at the moment, so don't get him on so much. He tweeted in, if he's not man of the match, he's dropped. Others can be rubbish for weeks at a time and stay in the team. So,
because you've had the same argument about Tab, haven't you? Because Tab was at fault for one of the goals against Leicester.
And then,
shocking pass. Yeah. And then he still managed to get into the side. And I don't think he offers an awful lot.
He didn't play too well with the game we were talking about when Taylor was man of the match. Tab was playing and he didn't play well. I didn't think he had a particularly good game.
No, I didn't think he did either, but Obviously, there's something in him that Mick sees that he likes, isn't there? There's something, but I don't know. I mean, as I say, it's just speculation. I mean, there's a thing about Gherkin and Loach, isn't there?
Yeah.
I mean, who do you prefer? I mean, there's not much to choose between them as far as I'm concerned.
No.
But, you know, Gherkin to me has done very well this season, I think.
I'm trying to think back, though, to the last time we had a goalkeeper you could really say was a top goalkeeper.
I
thought Henderson gradually won the fans over and started.
I quite like Neil Alexander before he went to Rangers.
Yes, so did I. Yeah,
but Kelvin Davis is probably the one you could go back to say that he was.
Yeah,
and that, I don't know how many seasons that was, a long while ago now, wasn't it?
Super Cooper was the one.
Well, yeah,
he was great. My favourite goalkeeper. I thought he's our best goalkeeper we've ever had, and that includes Roy Bailey.
I can remember Roy Bailey was very good, but I always reckon Richard Wright is the best goalkeeper we've ever had. When he first came into the team, he's the best goalkeeper we've ever had, in my humble opinion.
Mm.
I actually thought Shane Supple had lots and lots of potential, but obviously he never.
I think his size was against him, wasn't it?
You see, Loach was bought, wasn't he, as the number one?
Yeah.
And then made a couple of howlers.
Yeah.
And I mean, Gherkin's been, I think it was at Colchester for a while, and I've always kind of thought he was okay, but there's nothing. I think they've both got a ricket in them, that's the problem.
I think Gherkin's probably the better decision maker as to when to go out and not, whereas Loach is inclined to stay on his line or flap a bit. But
I think so. As I say, and it's all about opinions, isn't it?
It always is.
As they say.
Yeah, that's what makes the world go round. That's what makes exactly. frustrated Ipswich Town fans, doesn't it?
Yeah. As I was saying before we went on air.
Yeah, in the green room, in the bar. Yeah.
Yes, in the green room. I think, you know, we're doing well. We are making progress. This time, two seasons ago, we'd have thought, cool, it's really good to be where we are on the table.
Yeah.
And not letting any many goals in, should I say. Okay, it isn't the most exciting and attractive of football, but you've got to start somewhere.
Mm.
And to me, people have been saying this for quite a few seasons, you've got to start at the back. And I think it's what we're doing. We're starting at the back before you can then go on, and hopefully you find one or two of these players who have got a little bit of flair or whatever people want, but consistency with it is just the thing.
I'd still like a decent, solid right back who plays in a similar way to Cressy does on the left. Yeah. I mean, Chambers is not a forward-minded player at all.
No.
And I still think that we looked good when we had Chambers and, I mean, obviously Bear has been great this year, but we looked good when we had Chambers and Smith centre half.
Yes, absolutely we did, yeah. And Stearman at right back with him, didn't we?
Stearman, to me, was the one I'd have loved to have kept. I thought he was really good.
Yeah.
I
believe he's out of contract this year, but of course their Wolves are going to go up, aren't they? Probably. Yes. So.
But I mean, his centre half is basically his position, and he's been playing there, hasn't he, for Wolves? Yeah. But I thought he was really good at right back.
And apparently Chambers was roasted a few times at Borough, wasn't he? He was exposed a lot, you know.
What was he like last night?
He was all right. The Oval weren't that good. Oh. The first 20 minutes, maybe they were on top foot, you know.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a...
But yes, I agree. Yeah. I think we need for a long, long while we've wanted a right back, haven't we? A long while.
Yeah.
And
I think Hewitt will be a good right back. I mean, he started off well. I think he got exposed a couple of times. But
I think Behrer has been the defender of the season for me.
He has. We had an email from the lovely Slowerball, who hasn't got a lot to say today. He normally writes quite a big tome. Christoph Behrer is doing very well indeed and has proved to be an excellent acquisition. That is all. Very good day to you.
Yes.
Thanks, Slowerball.
I agree.
It's right, yeah.
I think he's been really, really good.
He has.
Consistent as well.
That's the difference, isn't it? I mean, if you look at where we are, we're still getting beaten by the teams that are up there. Hmm. We're losing the odd game to sort of mid-table sides like Borough, but we're grinding out wins. We went through a period a few months ago, we were getting a few penalties and winning games we had no right to win. But if you look where we are, we're 4 points off. I don't think we'll make the playoffs. I think that there are other teams like possibly Wigan who are going to get there ahead of us. But just keeping us in touch keeps the fans interested for the good reasons rather than looking over our shoulder at relegation.
We've got to play all these teams coming up, haven't we? We've got Wigan next Saturday, obviously. Brighton. They play tomorrow. No, today they play tonight, don't they?
Yeah, play tonight.
We've got Brighton the following week. And
Forest, we've got.
Derby.
And Derby. Yeah.
So.
And I don't think we've beaten a top six side yet this season.
No. No. So we're probably in where we deserve to be.
But Derby have gone off the ball a bit, haven't they?
Yeah.
As a Forest, to a certain extent.
Oh, Forest, yeah. Mind you, I always think they miss Andy Reid. I see he was back last night.
Was he?
Yeah. I think he's won pace, but he's a really good player at this level.
But the teams above us are dropping a few points here and there, so I think it's starting to concertina a little bit. So a result at Wigan on Saturday puts us right back in the mix to a certain extent.
Yeah.
It would do if we can beat Wigan. Mm. Who have they got tonight, do you know, offhand?
I can't remember now. I did look, but I can't remember. But, Wigan played well. Did you see the game? They played well.
I did. They did, yeah.
Got a sneaky we might beat them, but...
Well, talking to Flair players, who seemed to get dropped, I was very impressed when Johnny Williams came on.
Mm.
He played about 20 minutes, I think. I mean, you had to remind me because, too much
alcohol. I think that's about 20 minutes.
But, where did they play him? In the central midfield, or...?
trying to think. I'm trying to remember, Alex. You're asking a very old man very hard questions. I don't know. I'm not going to even answer it. But he played very well. I mean, he did stand out as a very, very classy player. I mean, this is the trouble, of course. He's a lone player, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen. But and obviously, Palace are never going to let someone like him go. And I think, you know, fans will be in for a treat on Saturday. He's a really good player. Something we've been missing.
I do hope he play, actually.
Oh, sure he will.
What full game do you think?
I think he might do. I don't think, you know, you get a player on loan, you've got to play him. Mm. And, you know, someone like that, I would have thought. Although you could argue that, what's his name?
Fraser Richardson.
Fraser Richardson has just been sitting on the bench ever since.
He's just earning money. That's, I think, he's desperate to get a contract, wasn't he?
Yeah, and also, you know, he is a defender and he's obviously going to sit behind the other defenders, not on the pitch, if you know what I mean. Whereas, but obviously Johnny Williams is a playmaker, so obviously that's what we've been crying out for.
If he plays him in centre midfield, who's he going to drop? Because he's not going to drop Skuse. Skuse just doesn't get dropped.
Well, I don't think that. I think he won't drop Higham either, I wouldn't have thought. So you take your pick now, don't you?
So he plays three in midfield?
Well, I don't know. I don't really know.
Hunt, where's he going to play? Or is he out?
He might be out.
I've been impressed with him this year. He's a...
Hunt?
Yeah, he's a busy player who runs at people.
Yeah, gets stuck in 100%.
He's probably... The legs aren't what they were, but he does... give you the impression that he can make something happen just by his kind of tenacity and the fact he will run at players and try and force, you know, an error from them or something like that. And I'm trying to think of the last home game where he was involved in certainly one of the goals, just by kind of it was the way Anderson scored from the right hand side.
Okay.
And I mean, he was very...
Oh yes, yeah, that was... when was that? That was, wasn't that long ago, was it?
No, but...
Was that his first full game? Or
I think so, yeah.
He played really well, didn't he, and made the goal for Anderson, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think once again, I think he's a busy player, isn't he? And
yeah.
But if you have to kind of list your top midfielders this season, I'd put Hunt probably in my top four, but I wouldn't put Tab in my top four. I probably wouldn't put Anderson in my top four.
No, I agree.
You know, because, as I say, Anderson has been fairly anonymous.
Yeah.
I suppose the one thing that stood out for most of our players this year is the terrible beards that have been going on.
Yeah.
Anderson's got a shocking beard, as has Gherkin.
Yeah.
But
I saw Joe Fares, you know Joe, don't you?
Yeah.
He's got a beard.
Yeah.
Nice beard, Joe. He should be in bed now, he reckons. He's so tired. He had to drive back last night after the game.
Grief.
And then he had to be in a meeting at 10 or something, bless him. So anyway, nice beard, Joe. Carry on.
It's midfield is... Well, a big problem area, isn't it, really?
We seem to have scored enough goals, but we don't... At no point this season can I recall someone from midfield playing a killer pass.
No.
A lot of our goals come from wide, from set plays. Murphy knocked down... I mean, McGoldrick's shots from the edge of the area.
Yeah.
You know, if you talk about McGoldrick's goals and Murphy's headers, that's 20-odd goals there.
Yeah.
And the rest don't come from players... Because we haven't got pace in the side particularly.
No.
And so we are, you know, we are not a top six side. Whether we can get a right back, whether we can get a creative midfielder, then we might have a genuine push. You look at
Sorry, it's gone.
But it was the chap who scored two for Leicester last night.
Vardy.
Vardy. He's just a different class. And he's running on to balls, play through by the midfield. And we just haven't got... You know, because Higham is a good tackler. Skuse is a good, you know. And I thought Skuse would have been that player.
That's what I was going to say. I thought Skuse was the man. But he's playing so deep anyway,
isn't he? The pace isn't there, I think, as a problem.
No.
We do lack pace in the team.
Well, it'd be interesting, again, to see how this Johnny Esther, as the Palace fans call him, gets on. Because I think he could offer that. And I know he's initially here for only a month, isn't he? But I'm assuming it's an open-ended thing that, if both sides are amicable, that he can stay.
He extended to 93 days, or it was.
Yeah, so that's got to be... I mean, he could make a difference. He is a good player, I thought.
Somebody was saying, a Palace fan was saying he rate him higher than Zaha.
Yeah. Well, different players, though, weren't they?
Well, yeah, but, you know, as a player.
Yeah. So. You know, he does look the business. But then, you know, he's just signed Green.
Oh yeah,
another one.
Yeah,
another one, just a workhorse, you know, tidy, but doesn't seem to offer anything more than Tab and Higham and even Skews, as we said.
And that's the difference, isn't it? And it's, you know, you look back to someone like Holland, for example, who's on Question of Sport tonight, I believe.
Is he?
Yeah. And he was the guy who would run, make the late run into the box, and he'd score more than his fair share of goals. Norris used to do that to a certain extent as well, run late into the box. But as you say, because Skews and Higham are so deep, they're never in that position to sweep anything up that comes free at the edge of the area.
But to me, it doesn't come natural to them.
No,
to do that.
It doesn't come natural to Higham, certainly up front. He's
and
a bit
I don't think it does Skews.
Frightened, but Higham hasn't got a killer ball in him anyway. It's not his game, is it? But I think Skews has. But
yeah,
if he's
got
gonna
a killer
play...
ball, but I don't think it's in his nature to... I mean, the times he get on the edge of the area and you will him to
tap
shoot.
Tap him sideways,
And look for a pass.
But see, Taylor has got that in his locker.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
But they won't play Taylor. He won't play Taylor in midfield because he's got more midfielders than he knows what to do with. The only place he'll play him is up front, behind the front two, possibly, or wide. But Murphy's not going to get dropped.
No.
Newble seems to be able to do no wrong. And so it just doesn't... I mean, I think he's more... inclined now to give Ebanks Blake time.
Dying to get Ebanks Blake in, yeah, that's the other thing. So Taylor's getting further and further pushed back. To be fair, I thought Ebanks Blake didn't do badly yesterday, didn't stand out particularly, but I mean, he's obviously been out for a long, long while, hasn't he? But he's looking a bit sharper and more match fit.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see. But it would be interesting to see him play Murphy and Taylor together up front as a front two,
But didn't they try that? Where was it?
Can't remember. Jerry, do you expect me to remember?
Was it Middlesbrough?
Well, this week, no, they played, because didn't Frank Newell played at Middlesbrough, didn't he? Yeah, they played three.
Yeah, but when he went off, Newell went off.
Well, it left Taylor and Murphy, possibly, yeah.
Up front.
Damage was done. Slightly change the subject. You're off to St Etienne, aren't you?
I am.
Because some of us, you remember the St Etienne game, don't you?
Yeah.
All those years ago. You didn't go, did you?
Not to St Etienne.
No, I did. Well, lucky Alex is going, taking the school kids to St Etienne. What a jolly that is, isn't it?
We're off to the match as well. They're going to be playing Sochaux in League One. St Etienne are like third or fourth at the moment. So
who are St Etienne, or
Sochaux? Yeah, they're behind the powerhouse of Paris Saint-Germain. They've got all the money. But it's a good atmosphere. The ground is... They just rebuilt it. They sell out. And it's nicknamed the Cauldron.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, and it's got a great atmosphere in there.
So well, it did have when Ipswich played all those years ago in Robson. I mean, it was a fantastic night out. Well, even though we got covered in all sorts of unspeakable stuff.
Yes. Yeah, that still happens.
Does it still happen?
Happens, yeah. I went to watch Saint-Étienne play the local derby against Lyon. And you walk in through a tunnel as away fans.
Yeah.
And... you just get showered with bottles full of all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And the police don't really do much about it, but it was all, you know, and it was my first ever experience of tear gas as well.
Really?
Saint-Étienne scored, and the police answered the goal cries with a canister of tear gas into the crowd.
I went and watched Boca Juniors when I was out in South America, in Argentina, cool. And Boca team arrives, they come out of the middle like a lot of teams, little thing, straight out, up the steps, straight onto the pitch. And then, out of nowhere, this great big concertina-type tunnel thing comes right out into the centre spot. And then the away team, plus the referee, come out onto the centre spot. So, can't get hold of them. But that was fun.
Quite tame in comparison, all we have here.
Oh, it is, yeah. I mean, yeah, they take it to new heights, don't they? But good atmospheres in these places, aren't they, like you say? And a lot of it's to do with standing. We were talking about this the other day, weren't we? Standing. What's your thoughts on standing again, Alex?
I mean, the north stand, Bobby Robson's stand lower.
Well, they stand anyway.
We stand anyway.
Yeah.
And I just think there's something. When was it standing at Yeovil last night?
Yeah.
I just think there's something nice about it. When I go off to German games and we all stand, there's no problem. I think there's a hang up now with justifiably, I suppose, about Hillsborough, and there are those who say, no, we can't have it anymore. Look at what happens. But I think we've moved on an awful lot since then.
Yeah, and Hillsborough was caused by organisation, police, and all the stuff. It wasn't actually standing per se. That
no,
you don't die from
people
standing.
People get
too
mixed up a little bit.
No,
I think sometimes
they do, and they over. Yeah, they get over passionate about something, which is.
But you've experienced the standing in Germany. those, you've got your seat, haven't you?
Yeah.
We were talking about this last week, weren't we?
The rail seats.
Yeah. The rail seats. Are they any wider?
No.
Are they not? Okay.
You've got a thing about that, haven't you, Jerry?
I just thought of it again. I thought, well, we were talking about it last week. I had a feeling they might be a little bit wider.
No. And then there's a little bar in front, so you lean on it in front of it.
That's right.
And, you know, you can bring your beer and your Frankfurter and watch your game, and no one's kind of...
Well, in Germany, I know in Germany they bring the beer on for you, don't they? They have those tap things on, as they do in baseball and any other
like
sport.
With a backpack full of beer. Just,
that's right, yeah.
Do they pass them back to you like they do at
baseball? Well, yeah, they do, and the same in baseball, yeah. But, I mean, who...
Here, would that get to you after you pass the money down?
Not in the North Stand.
No,
mate. Maybe you'd have a sip out of it first and it would get there to you empty.
Because I think it would, if Ipswich were going to do it, then the North Stand Lower would be the place to do it.
Yeah.
But they seem to think it would cost more to do that than they're prepared to
You're talking about the seating, putting seats, standing, you mean, putting rail seats. I know, what's her name, who's our the club secretary or the club, she was on that footy show, what's that late night footy show,
late kickoff. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago, not the other day, but the one before, and she was saying that they are quite expensive to install, but also they're quite hefty things, and you might I don't think she knew particularly whether it would involve Ipswich, but a lot of clubs would have to put reinforcement in the stand as well, so it becomes a very costly business.
I wouldn't have thought that would be too much of a hassle, with cause they are new stands, both of those, aren't they?
Yes. I wouldn't have thought Ipswich should have a problem, and obviously if it's Premiership clubs, then they're rolling in it anyway.
But I mean, they must be more expensive. Than the plastic seats they sit on now, mustn't they? Must be.
I think the first priority is to get some fans back in the stadium first, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's right. Never mind.
But I mean, it would be good if you could drink during the game. You can drink before the game and half time and everything. And you used to be able to drink under the stand all day, or if you wanted, couldn't you?
Well, you could. In the stand.
Yeah, but you can't.
Years ago.
No. Yeah, the bizarre thing
even
is you
the
can...
boxes, can't you? You mustn't be
that's
seen.
That's right. Yeah, you mustn't be seen.
Mustn't be seen to have a drink.
Bonkers is that. And yet you can bring a scalding hot cup of coffee up and spill it on someone.
And a Coke.
Without a top on.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
God, yeah. That's over-the-top stuff, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Over the top. So we've got... it's Wigan, isn't it, next?
Wigan.
There's no midweek game next week, is there? Not Wigan.
Not to my knowledge.
There's one the week after.
That's Derby, isn't it?
That's Derby, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well. What are your thoughts on Wigan? What would you like to see in your team if you were manager, Gerald and Alex?
Oh, right, you're going to ask me to pick a team.
Yeah,
right?
Go on, pick a team. Do
pick
the whole team.
A team. Right, I mean, I'll go with the standard Gergen and the same back four. I think I'd try this Williams. Yeah. Go with him, midfield.
Centre mid?
Well, I don't know. Probably be wide. Because you'd have...
He's going to have Skews and...
Skews and Heim. So you're going to be wide, okay? And then on the left, I'm not really... It could be Hunt, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And then up front, well, it all depends who's fit. If Newell's fit.
I think Newell might be. You're just going to go with Newell and Murphy?
Well,
you think?
That's what I think.
What about if you could pick the team?
I think I'd still go with that. Yeah, I'm going to stick by that. You don't want me to name the substitutes as well, do you?
Well, I want you to name their blood groups as well, if you could, Gerald. Alex, what do you reckon?
I think Wigan will be a bit tired. They've had a couple of big weeks. They've got a couple of big players out injured, haven't they? Watson's gone.
And
there's another one is out
McLean,
injured.
Is
that's it. But they're a big old side, though, aren't they, still? So I think he's going to kind of go for big when
power.
He can. So he's going to be... Newell's going to be up front with Murphy. What? He'll play Skews and Higham. He'll play either Hunt or Tab, and he'll play Anderson.
You reckon he will?
Yeah.
For those who can't see, because it's not television, Alex is falling asleep. Sorry, go on.
But then, is that what would you choose?
If it was me, I'd put Williams in,
and
I'd put Taylor in.
Yeah.
But it's not going to happen.
No,
I'm not quite sure where you could have the two together, but I don't know.
Yeah.
If you're playing Wigan.
And the game will depend on who gets the first goal.
You think so?
Yeah, if they score first, we lost. We won't score against them.
Hello, I thought that was a Heidi moment.
I have to leave the phone on just in case people tweet, but that wasn't a tweet. Yes, you got a phone call last week, which was really embarrassing. Right, and so what do you reckon the score's going to be then? We've got a minute.
Right, I've got this sneaky feeling we're going to win. And I'm going to say 2-1.
I'm going to say
2-1.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 2-1. We're going to be 2-0 up, and we're going to concede in the last 10, right, and then be panicking for 10 minutes.
And that's unusual for me to predict a win, so that I've just got this feeling that Wigan, as you rightly said, have had a tough old week.
Yeah.
They put a lot of effort into that Man City game, didn't they?
Yeah. That's true. It was a hard game. Absolutely. Well, so, I'll certainly go with Alex as far as team selection goes. Well, so you're outvoted there, Gerald.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. No, I've got Taylor and Williams in my team, okay, just like Alex has, so we should be managing this club.
Okay, right.
And that's it. So you've got a win, Alex. You've got a win, but we'd probably be struggling.
A panicky win.
Okay, I'll go for a draw then. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Alex. Thanks, Jerry. Till next week. Have a good one, everyone. Take care. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.